Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, I thought, obviously, when you lose your first game, you get a slow start. In the second game, we had to rely on our defense. Our defense was really good just to keep the game reasonable, which we did against Virginia, too. But we got to get our offense going better. I thought Joe did a good job of just kind of maintaining. He didn't score a lot, but I thought he did a good job of, first of all, defensively, got 3 steals. I thought he kind of stabilized us a little bit. I thought early, Buddy hit a couple big shots to get us back in it. But the difference is Barama was active down low. He finished around the basket. We looked for him better. I thought he really played well.
Joe will be starting
Saturday.
Are you going to
redshirt John Bolejack? John Bolejack. We just made that determination today, and I think he's going to be really good down the road. We've redshirted 8-10 guys that have been starters for us and been really good players, productive players for us in the last 2 or 3 years of their career, and I think he can be that player too. You got 4 new guys, and they got a lot of... They got a lot of work to do to get fit together, and we need game experience. The trip this summer was worthless from that point of view because we played 11 guys, and you're not going to play 11 guys, so we need to get a group that gets used to playing with each other and gets comfortable with each other. I looked at 10 box scores last week at random, and there was not 20 teams. There wasn't one team that played more than 7 guys significant minutes, not one team in the country. That's the way college basketball is. And somebody's like shaking their head because they didn't know that. Well, it's the facts. It's been the facts for many years. And the whole thing about playing 9 or 10 guys, there's a reason nobody does it. You cannot have consistency with 9 or 10 guys playing significant minutes. You have to get people comfortable and get their minutes. And you can do that with 7-8 guys.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the first Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice, so welcome. Happy Thursday, thirsty Thursday for Joe, that is, and thirsty Mondays, stop. And thirsty Tuesdays, and thirsty Wednesdays.
No, stop it.
We'll see. I made fun of Tyler having a cold, and the next day, would you know it? Cold. Big one. Cold AF, as the lit kids say. Right, Joe?
I guess so. So I wouldn't know. I'm not sick.
So, shut up. Don't make me laugh either. I can't do that. The Duke preview is up. And also, just so you know, other related football news. Alton Robertson, he was going to play in the Senior Bowl. The school announced today that he's going to do that. So, that's cool. Get an extra game with a Cuse player in it, right?
I guess. Yep.
Yeah, for what it's worth. As you heard Coach say, John Bolejack, he is going to redshirt. They had a conversation, and he basically understands the situation when he was taking a look at the roster, and he agreed to sit. So, team player, I think it's going to work out better for him anyway in the long run.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, and he'll be good. He's going to be good. I can't call redshirts. It's not my game. I don't try to do that. But he's a promising athlete. I'll say that. Right, Joe? Is that fair enough?
Yes, I think that's fair to say.
Okay. Look, guess what? We're going to get into everything here in a second. But as you know, it is No Shave November. That means you don't shave your face. Okay?
What?
You don't shave your face for No Shave November. Unless you're in the military, and then you just don't shave above the lip there. But everything else is fair game. Okay? That's why I want to tell you about the good folks over at Manscaped. They support this show. They also support Armchair Media. They have the precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. And they have the electric trimmer. It's been redesigned. The 1.0 is outdated now. If you have the 1.0, go ahead. Go online. Go to manscaped.com. Check out the 2.0. It is designed with skin-safe technology, so it won't nick or snag anything down there. Also, it is rechargeable. It is also waterproof. So you could do your business right there in the shower. You know, I mean, no more accidents. Do your business in the shower. Clean your puppy off. Comes with its own little bag. You can keep your charger in there. Just need a USB block, and you're good to go. Okay? Get the spritzel for your schnitzel. And also, the cologne is great. The body comes with body wash. Comes with a two-sided razor. That thing is a beast. Be very careful. Very careful, kids, with the two-sided razor. And get the anti-ball chafing cream, the crop preserver, get it all, and the tote bag. Just go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. Get $20 off the first purchase and free shipping when you use the promo code armchair. That's manscaped.com. Promo code armchair. Get 20% off and free shipping. Use the promo code armchair. Thank you, manscaped.com. Okay, so, Joe.
Yes, sir.
The lead in the second half grew to as much as 24 points, allowing Coach Boeheim to empty the bench. Robert Braswell and Howard Washington, they hit the floor for the first time this season. Jalen Carey did get the start. He only played 5 minutes. But as we heard Coach say, Gerard gets the start. It was a wildly noticeable difference in the team as a whole once Gerard was in. And everybody saw it. It's very apparent. And so anyway, we'll talk about Jalen Carey here in a second. Some notables from the Orange are Marek. I'll start here. Marek with his coast-to-coast play, including a spin move and two-handed slam. It was beautiful. Got the crowd pumped up. That was awesome. I love seeing that. Buddy Boeheim, 17 points, 6 rebounds. Elijah Hughes, 14 points, 8 rebounds. But Sidibe, the Lance G's favorite, Sidibe, 12 points, 14 rebounds.
Guess I'm eating some crow on that one, huh?
I guess so. Did your pops text you after the game?
No, he hasn't said anything yet, but I'm sure as soon as I see him, he will.
That is Sidibe's third career double-double. And on defense, Syracuse did another decent job. It looked for a second that it could get out of control with the shooters, but this good shooting team was held to 30% from the field and 13 of 41 from distance. And Syracuse also created 15 turnovers, so still holding strong with the turnovers. Really good for two games in a row. Also, they did hold Colgate's stars on offense to a mediocre day. Ivan Askus, 2 for 10 from the field, 0 for 3 from downtown, and Nelly Cummings, 3 for 11. From the field, 2 for 9 from downtown. So, Joe, all in all, the Orange, they never really let up after they got going. It took them a minute, missing their first 6 shots. Before,
more than a minute.
Yeah, it was a while. They were up there clapping forever.
For 4 minutes.
Yeah. Missed the first 6 shots before getting inside to Sidibe 2 times in a row, which was great. He was 6 for 6 from the floor, by the way, which is excellent. And that's where you got to hit him. So he had a great game, as I mentioned. And I know it's Cornell, but if it continues,
Colgate.
Colgate. I know it's Colgate, but if it continues, this adds a complete, another complete dimension to this young team that they're going to need. They're going to need an inside guy. We talked about it before the season started.
Right?
Can Sidibe do it, dude? Can he do it? Can he do it by the time we reach ACC play? Can he progress enough to where this can be a consistent thing?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't have an answer for it. I mean, he looks. You have to consider the competition, and obviously his legs, his knees. I mean, they look
good,
better than what they were, right? So, yeah. But again, I think coming into this, every time that we did a podcast, especially coming up through the season, talking, you know, preseason and the team and everything, it was all about just how new the team was and the growth that was going to happen and all the things that we really couldn't expect because we don't know So again, you see guys like you see flashes from Gaudin and Guerriere, who I think a lot of people expected to be able to come in and help this year. And I like the way that Dolje is playing. Sidibe, they look a little bit more confident down there, and we do need scoring down low. Joe Girard, I mean, he's only going to get better. So I think the way we got to look at it this season is we have to look forward to, and then we talked about it. It was about being excited about watching this team grow throughout the season. So again, that's why I throw away the first game against Virginia. And again, we see something like Colgate where, you know, I was a little worried because I know they're not an awful team, but they're not obviously a Power Five team. And we went in there and handled business. And to kind of go upon some of the stuff that, you were talking about that you didn't really hit, 9 steals and 6 blocks on the defense, you know, so
yeah,
we got a lot of steals. And when you talked about some of the plays and stuff, I think my favorite little segment there was when Girard came down and hit that deep three and then went down on defense, got the steal, and then threw the alley-oop to Sidibe. I like that. So again, it's all just about them getting better and just hopefully seeing them get better and better.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think, you know, to compound the problem last time was probably, we never really hit on it, but I think they were intimidated too. I think they were playing nervous. They might have been a little scared. I think it's intimidating starting your season in front of your fans against the defending national champions, although, you know, they replaced what? You know, four of their starting five, too, or three.
Right. Three or but five? Even then, I mean, you have to look at our situation. They lost a lot. We lost a lot on offense. But that program is set up way better to lose players like that. I mean, we have 9 freshmen and sophomores. So I mean, Virginia still had, you know, juniors and seniors and stuff that were basically coming off the bench last year that are ready to go. So right. They were in a better position to win a first game like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's intimidating. They just didn't look that comfortable. They eventually looked comfortable. They just weren't.
Well, that was a great defense.
Yeah. Well, right. And they just didn't. They just weren't hitting their shots. But you know, to start this game, I bet you everybody was thinking, "Oh my gosh, here we go again. Here we go again."
That first 5 minutes made me nervous.
Yeah, we're never going to be able to sit down. Here we go. So, you know, it was good to see, but Jalen Carey played the first 5 minutes. They took him out. They put Girard in, Joe. This was a buy, sell, or hold question when we had James Zuba on. And, you know, it reared its head pretty quick after the first game. I did not see that coming. But an obvious difference in the team with Girard at point than Carey at point. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, in both games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's proof that it's not really fool's gold. And again, I don't think this goes against the fact that Jalen Carey can't come back and everything, but basketball is, especially college basketball, I mean, overall, it's a highly competitive sport. And like Boeheim said in his opens, like, you're only getting 7-8 guy rotation, usually, unless you just have a bunch of guys that you don't really know what to deal with, but right. 7-8 guy rotation, because there's enough timeouts and the kids are young and energy and stuff like that. So it's hard to crack that 7 or 8 sometimes. So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. There's a lot of high level competition and a lot of positions on our team. And it's basically who's going to step up and take the bull by the horns and take that position and take that role. And I think that after 2 games, he's going to Girard, and now that doesn't mean he's got it for the rest of the year.
No, but it's
he's earned it. He's
chance.
Earned it up. He's earned it up to this point. Right. I think the one puzzling thing to me was, I mean, why Carey didn't play again.
Yeah.
Because I can understand when Girard came in, finished off the first half. I can understand that. And I can understand Girard coming in and starting the second half.
Yeah, of course.
But when he came out, I still expected to see Carey in the second half. So I don't really understand that part of it. But again, it'll be interesting to see the rotation and what it looks like next game.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting if Carey comes off the bench as the two. So, you know, here's the thing. So, obviously, the rumor mill is flying with the, you know, the rumblings of him entering the transfer portal.
Transfer portal.
And all that. So, you know.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't. I mean, rumors. No. There's rumors of it, sure. I mean, go on social media. This is something that Joe doesn't always do.
But I mean, I'm sure they're not rumors from him or anybody that
No.
It's probably just
rumors.
It's all speculation.
It's rumblings. Rumblings.
Right.
Rumblings. Just people talking about it. It's people speculating about it. So.
Well, that happens in college basketball. Again, there's 13 scholarships on a team, and only 7 or 8 play. So when it comes down to it, the rest of that other part of that bench is developing talent and young guys in actual, like, depth. And more you've seen in the society of nowadays, it's if I'm not playing or if I'm not getting my way, then I'm going to go somewhere where I do. And you've seen it in a lot of sports in college. And it doesn't surprise me at this point. And we talked about that in the beginning of the year about how we're still recruiting players, but we don't have any scholarships that are definitely leaving next year. So we pretty much kind of saw this coming and the writing was going to be on the wall. So I mean, yeah, there's rumblings, and it doesn't mean it's going to be 100%, but I mean, by the end of the year and in the off season, there's no doubt in my mind that there's going to be some movement. But again, that's not a negative thing. It's just for players. I mean, if you look at it and get this, it goes like this for the rest of the year. Carey doesn't get his burn, and he's a sophomore year. He's got 2 more years. He's probably going to go somewhere. I mean, he's playing behind guys that are younger than him, so he's going to want to go somewhere where he can play, and that's just that's the sport.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, we all know what happens when Boeheim sits a guy. You know, what can happen. And, you know, it could light a fire under Carey. You know, put Joe Girard out there. Let him know, hey, you know, this is your spot. You want your spot? Take it back, basically. I mean, he'll get another shot to take his spot back. Carey's problem is, he's just not the shooter that Girard is, and he doesn't have the ball handling Girard has. That's how I see it. And I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's just a lot of how you orchestrate an offense. I mean, Girard, he just looks like a natural kind of point guard out there. And Jalen Carey, he's kind of like a one-on-one take it to the hoop guy. And it just doesn't look as natural or fluid. So, I mean, I don't know if he played shooting guard and got moved to point guard or tried to move him to point guard in high school type stuff. But he looks more like a shooting guard to me, the way that he plays the game.
Yep. Well, we'll just have to see. I just figured I'd bring it up because it's being talked about. But, you know,
either way, he's talented.
He is talented.
But we knew that it was going to be a problem. Yeah. We saw this. Yeah. I mean, we saw that we had a bunch of talented players and really not a lot of roles carved out yet. So we knew that there's going to be some people that are going to get snubbed in this.
And he'll get another shot. He'll at least have that. So anyway, you have anything else? Wrap this game up, Joe.
No, I'm just glad that they ended up settling down and it went the way that it did.
Yeah, Colgate not really a slouch. I know they're not like, you know, some Power 5 school like you mentioned, but they're good. They're an experienced team and they can shoot the ball. So,
right.
I mean, you know, there was a chance that they could come in and beat this young team. And
you know, there's teams from the Patriot League that have upset people in the NCAA tournament, and when it comes to 1, 2, 3 seeds, they don't want to see a team from the Patriot League. You can ask Tennessee that from last year.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, that is that. But what do you say we do some fan feedback?
Let's do it, man.
We'll do some fan feedback. But first,
it's got to be positive, right?
I think it's not bad. Do you not look at these things anymore? I mean, well, I didn't.
I like to be surprised.
I don't try to choose negative things. I try to keep it positive. I try to keep it with what the majority of the Twitter feed feels like. Put it that way.
Right.
So anyway, we will get in to the fan feedback here in a second. Listen, Blue Chew's back. Y'all know about Blue Chew. You've heard me talk about him before. So here's the thing. You can increase your performance and get better and extra confidence in bed. All you got to do is do this. Go to BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full or empty stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as the pill, so you know you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence when it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to experience your performance. Guys may talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps those guys follow through. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Right, Joe? You know all about the awkwardness. So you can get it right, to your, we get right to your door now. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than the pharmacy. Right now, we got a special offer for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get the first shipment for free when you use the promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay the $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR. Try it free. Pay the $5 shipping. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Also, they do not guarantee results, and it does not cure disease. Guys, come on. Don't be silly. So, you know, no jokes, Joe? You don't have any jokes? You're out of jokes. Okay.
No, I mean, you told me not to make you laugh because of your cold, so I'm trying to respect your...
I'll have a coughing fit. I'm serious. So, all right.
Well, that's why I'm trying not to do it.
I appreciate it.
I could sit here and I could,
you got jokes but I'm all not day.
Gonna, you know what I mean? So.
Okay, I appreciate it.
It's time to hear from you, the loud mouths from the Loud House.
All right, you guys know what to do. You know what to do. Go to the socials at the end of every game. I propose a question, thoughts on the game. You see that? You hit the comment button. Leave your comment, and I choose a good handful during the show to read aloud, and we discuss them. That's why we try not to talk too much in the beginning, because this allows for some conversation to open up. So, let's see. Let's go with Alex first. It is Colgate, so I'm not going to judge too much. Boeheim played great. Sidibe is definitely looking like his knee isn't hurting anymore, and Eli played what we expect to see with 8 assists. Just shows you we have shooters. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
They got, you know, when they start falling, they start falling, and that's probably, you know, that's a lot of it.
It's yeah, the first and there's going to be some games where they're all hitting and it's going to be nice to see. So
the difference
shout out. It was a good comment. My brother, I actually talked to him today. He actually met Elijah Hughes today. So
oh, did he really? Mm. Yep. Nice, Alex. Good job. The difference is, Joe, the biggest difference, the biggest to me is that when you've got 3 or 4 of these shooters on the floor at a time, you know, compared to last year, if one or two of them's cold, I mean, you have others to rely on. So
right.
It's not that we're, you know, relying on Tyus Battle and Elijah Hughes. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
there's more options, and, you know, it's good. It's good. Jalen Carey is not a point guard. Point guard is a mentality, not a position. Anyone remember Josh Wright? He was fast, but he couldn't dribble as fast as he ran. Yeah, it does seem like sometimes Carey's feet are faster than his dribbling. I mean, that's where some of the ball control issues come from. And it's a great comparison, by the way, Jake. It is, because
yeah, they that was kind of what I was going with my comment of, like, if you played point guard your whole life, you see the floor a little bit differently than somebody that might have played shooting guard or a different position and then try to transition into that. And I think, again, like he said, it's kind of a mentality, and I think you see the difference in mentality between the two point guards that we had, at least through the first two games. Like, again, I'm not trying to poo-poo on Jalen Carey too much, but there's just facts are facts. And through the two games, I think all the fans have seen the difference of the offense when Joe Girard's out there, you know, versus him.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe we'll see a Girard-Carey combo, you know, something like, I mean, there's so many different things that they can do. It's just,
right.
You know, we'll see. Robert on Facebook says, better energy. Joe Girard is going to be special. I see some Dievendorf in him, but a much better shooter. So, all right. I've read a couple comments that they see some McNamara in him. You know, maybe a refined McNamara or a seasoned McNamara. So
yeah, well, I mean, there's Dievendorf. He could shoot. He had a jumper. Obviously, he was pretty good. But I think everybody remembers him with him driving, finishing with his left hand, being able to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think the comment goes towards maybe the passion that Gerard shows out on the court.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
As far as comparable. As far as Joe Girard's skills, as far as driving and finishing around the hoop, that's yet to be seen. But I know, obviously, he's known to be a jump shooter. So I think there's a little bit of a mix between McNamara and Dievendorf. So I think...
That's a hybrid right there.
That's what I mean.
Talking about. All right, Aaron on Facebook, Jalen Carey needs to not run the point anymore. By the way, this is right after the game. This is before the press conference even. Right. So Jalen Carey needs to not run the point anymore and give the role to JG3. He is far more capable at running the offense, keeping the ball moving, and getting everyone else where they need to be. So we saw like a pass off. What was it? Pass off to Buddy. Buddy pass it back to... Gerard, and then Gerard passed it back off to CD base. I mean, there's a lot more ball movement. It's better. He's unselfish, I think, which is huge. He's not out there, you know, trying to see what round pick in the first round draft of the NBA could be. So,
there's a bunch of times where I saw him where he passed the ball off and then he went and he cut through and then he was going around moving without the ball, cutting and trying to, I mean, he turned into a shooting guard. And then he was actually trying to come off of picks, and he was looking for a shot. So, again, there was no, like, passing and standing around waiting for somebody to do something. Around. And I'm not saying that that's what Jalen Carey does all the time, but that's what we're used to have been seeing in the past.
Yeah.
And it's just a different type of point guard that I think that we've seen. And
it's a different type of energy.
So far, so good. Yeah. It's
a different type of energy.
But not only – it's a different type of energy, but, again, effort. I mean, He takes care of the ball. He puts his team in good positions to score the ball. And when he doesn't have the ball, he's moving around like a shooting guard because he's a sniper. So, I mean, that's tough to guard.
Yeah, it is. Daniel on Facebook, can't close out on rotations, too slow. There was a couple times where Colgate got some nice open looks where they were late to the ball, but they were always in the air. They always had their arms up. But, you know, better teams are going to make some of those shots. And, you know, Colgate was just, you know, they lost it. They lost the touch, and they stopped making those shots. But better teams are going to make those shots. So he's got a point with that. Just fortunately for the Orange last night, Colgate wasn't hitting them.
Yeah, well, that's also making your in-game changes, right? And figuring out what the other team's doing that's working and figuring out if the other team's a one-trick pony or if they can kind of make their adjustments to yours. And, I mean, that's what sports is. And, again, it's also – I think a lot of times we see this in the non-conference because, again, it's Boeheim trying to figure out his rotations, get people to figure out their roles, and a lot of times it's a feeling-out process, especially on the defensive end. So they say everyone, you know, if you play basketball, especially that level, you've learned how to beat a 2-3 zone. So more or less, we come out and we try to figure out what the team's going to do against us and then adjust to that.
Right.
And then force them to adjust. And again, with the scoring and the offense and everything, I think we just, because it's so early in the season, that's why you just see some of the issues with scoring early in the games. That's all. So
They were pretty much made one-dimensional. I mean, they were having to shoot outside. They got down quick in the second half. They were trying there for a while. They went on Syracuse went on like an 11-0 run at one point. And the Orange outscored Colgate 34-8 in the paint. So those are big numbers right there.
Yep.
So, and it didn't look like it was going to go that way at first either.
No, it didn't.
So,
but again, adjustments, man.
Yeah, at Joe Catskill. Bye, bye, bye. Joe, it's not that. It's not that game right now. This is just fan feedback. Don't get so excited. These kids have great talent and will grow as the season plays out. Better yet, this will be fun to watch. Love JG3 running the point. Unselfish and fearless. Yeah, he is fearless too. But he'll drive the lane. He will. He's not afraid to take shots. He'll pull up and release on almost anything because He's hit them. He's hit them all. So
something tells me that he's going to have one of those special nights. You know what I mean? Not necessarily this game, you know, but at some point.
Yeah. At some point, he's going to, yeah. I mean,
you can't tell me that a guy that's used to scoring that much isn't going to
go off.
Right.
Yeah. At some point, yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully it's when we need him most, right?
I mean, right. It might not be this year, because this year might be just being a freshman and getting used to it and just facilitating and not trying to do too much. But
yeah,
I agree with it. I agree with a lot of the comments about him. I mean, I don't want to get all over fanboy, but I mean, everything that we've seen so far, I mean, you can't really complain.
No, I would agree with that. At Orange Faithful, he says, young, he or she, I suppose. That's my thoughts on this game and probably will be my thoughts for the remainder of the season. We are a year or two away from being very good, but I do believe we will compete for an ACC title then. This team will have highs in high ups and low downs, but it will be a fun ride. Yeah, what do you think about 1 to 2 years away? Well, maybe one, right? I mean,
possibly.
Yeah, it could be one. Could be sooner than later. Do I think this year is going to be some magical run? I don't think so, only because the evidence isn't there yet. I just think they could, who knows? They're going to surprise us.
Well, again,
at some point
I think this is a team that's going to get better every game throughout the whole year, you know?
Yeah.
So, again, I think we're going to go out there and fight. And I think that when players aren't up to snuff, I think we're going to have guys that are going to be more than willing and ready to come off the bench to try to help. And again, I mean, the experience and with these young guys, like, they have 9 freshmen and sophomores. So just getting this, I think we're going to be right there in the middle of the ACC. And I think we're going to be a decent squad. We probably won't be ranked top 25. And I think, like, again, I'll just kind of echo what I said before. I think we'll be a nervous team on the bubble come Selection Sunday, but I think it's going to be exciting to see the growth.
Yeah, absolutely. At Mahirio_10 on Twitter says, was awesome to see them wake up. Can't wait to watch these freshmen grow into their roles more, particularly Gerard. Kid can play. Happy to see them get this first win. Colgate will have a great year. And you know what? That's a good point. It's the only one on social media I saw saying that too. Colgate is a good team. They will probably likely have a very good year. They could make the tournament again. It's totally possible. So,
yeah. At
Grimmy 33, we have so much talent and no experience. Come true ACC play. I believe this is a team no one wants to play. Now, I mean, I could see that for this reason alone. Right now, we don't know what we're going to get. So it could be one of those situations where these teams aren't really, maybe by then it'll be different, but you don't really know how you're going to prepare for them yet. And plus they're doing a lot more. I feel like they're doing more than they used to. So, you know, the longer we play though, come ACC time, the more tape there is and the more tricks are exposed. So, you know, they'll know who we are. That's the thing. So,
right. Well, that's the point.
Right, exactly.
Non-conference.
Yeah. At Tony Staffieri, there was a clear message sent over the last week, way more fluidity on both ends. There is still a glaring hole at point guard spot, which will be a persistent problem in ACC play. So, obviously, this was before the press conference, so that broke immediately. But, yeah, we'll see how the point guard position develops. Still got plenty of time to see what happens. But,
well, again, it's an expectation thing. You have a freshman and a sophomore. Whichever one it is, it's going to be their first year starting at the helm. So there's going to be mistakes and there's going to be ugly spots and ugly periods. And that's just so far the last 2 games, Jalen Carey started and they've gone in and they haven't really scored. And then Joe Girard came in and they started scoring.
Yeah.
And whether it just be by chance or whether there's a reason, it'll eventually iron itself out.
Yes, eventually it will. So we will see. We will see. All right, Syracuse will host Seattle this Saturday at, what time is it, Joe? 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
And it will be on the ACC network only. So apparently, now you can always trick one of these streaming stations or places to show you the game. I wasn't on Twitter last night because I had to watch the game from my phone. I didn't get it on TV. I didn't get it anywhere. I didn't get it on ESPN Plus on my TV, but I can get it on ESPN Plus on my phone. I have no idea. Told me the channel wasn't available on my TV through the Fire Stick, but on my phone, let me play it, no problem. So I have no idea. No idea. Maybe it's a difference because it's a mobile device, maybe. I guess it's the only thing I could think. So the all-time series with Seattle and Syracuse sits at 0-0. This is going to be the first time they're meeting. So Seattle sits at 2-2 early in the season. Wins over Pacific Lutheran and Pacific Oregon. Good luck over there with the Pacific teams. They're led by 6'1 junior guard Terrell Brown. Joe, what do we know about Seattle? Seattle U, the first meeting. Tell us about
it. I think that's pretty much, I think you hit it all, bro. No, they went, I think it's Coach Jim Hayford's third year. They went 20-14 his first year, 18-14 his second year. And like you said, it's tough to go off the schedule that they've got so far. Any team that they have played, I mean, at Washington State, they got beat by almost, 31. And then they played Eastern Washington and lost by almost, what was that, 8? Yeah. So almost double digits. And Eastern Washington, again, is another team that's kind of comparable to them. So, I mean, they're out of the WAC, and the WAC usually, I mean, New Mexico State for the longest time dominated that. It's usually the school that you see coming out of that and going to the tournament. So it's not really a strong conference. And seeing what we saw yesterday, I just don't know how worried I am. I think Seattle might have overall better players. When you look at their roster, you mentioned Terrell Brown, right?
Yeah.
And he pretty much leads the team in almost every single category, points, rebounds, assists. But they do have a 6'9", 230-pound forward, Miles Carter, who also averages double digits and brings down a decent amount of rebounds as well. Almost averages 2 blocks a game. So he's got a little bit of size. But I just overall don't see, I mean, Colgate had more size than these guys do. These guys, they run 4 guards, although one of their guards is 6'7", another one's 6'5", but only legit big man that they really have is Miles Carter. Now they do have a senior Jordan Dallas center. He's 6'10", but he's played minimal minutes. So I'm not too worried about this game. Although, like I said, I do think they might have a better big man overall, but I don't think they're a better team overall than Colgate. So, yeah. I mean, I don't really see us having a problem.
They did manage 115 points, though, one game. Who's that?
Yeah, but you're talking about teams that aren't even Division I teams. They've had Pacific, they're 2-2 in. Yeah, they're 2-2, and their two wins are pretty much against non-Division I teams.
Yeah.
So, I can't even click on the teams in ESPN, so it tells me what it is.
Yeah, they don't even have a logo, like a team logo on ESPN.
Right.
So it's that bad. So anyway, plus you're coming from the West Coast, and you know that's a long haul to Syracuse, and you're going to be. Yeah. You know,
right. I don't think that the questions going into this game is whether or not we're going to win or lose, or even really by how much, because I don't think it's going to be significant. I think it's just, again, looking at just watching the players, everyone having their own expectations of certain players and what they can do and how they're going to get better, paying attention to the rotations and stuff like that, and trying to see if we can't carve some more roles out in this team. So that's really what you want to look at. You don't want to win ugly.
Oh, right. Well, it's time to play around, though, I would say. Let's play around a little bit.
Exactly. You want to play around. This is the time where you play around, where you try to gain confidence. I mean, we have this game, then we got Cornell, and we got Bucknell, and then we have a situation where we're going into a little bit of a tournament. So we're going to be playing against Oklahoma State, and we're going to be playing against another winner of a matchup in which it's going to be Power 5 teams. I know, I think it's what, Washington State and Penn State, I believe. Or no, Iowa, Penn State. No, sorry. It's Washington State and Penn State, I believe. But either way, this is the time where you play around, you get your roles, rotations, and they gain their confidence so that we can actually put a better product on the court the next time we play against a team that's in the Power 5, which is coming up fast.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it.
27th, to be exact. So
bumping yeah. 2 games a week, halfway through November already. You know,
right?
Talking about ACC play and get an early one in December, and then before you know it, it's gonna be full blown.
Yeah, well, yeah, we have that Bucknell, then we have that little tournament where it's Oklahoma State, and then the winner of the other game, and then we have our Big Ten ACC challenge game against Iowa, and then we're at Georgia Tech, then we at Georgetown. So, I mean.
Oh,
there's a
right.
little stretch
at
there.
Georgetown this year, yeah.
Yeah, and then we go home against Oakland, home against North Florida, home against Niagara. We get another little lull where maybe we can figure some little stuff out. I kind of see that's kind of how where it's going to go, right? Because as these players grow, as they get more confident, we're playing these non-Power 5 teams, then we're going to go through a little stretch where there's a 4 or 5 game. Good teams, you know, important games, and I think Boeheim, he's going to go in with a rotation that he
that
thinks
we're gonna that
is going to work, right? And yeah. then... Based off that, we'll have 3 more non-conference games against a couple smaller schools in which we can tweak maybe some things that didn't work and maybe give other guys some opportunities to step up. So I think that's the layout of the season, and it's going to be interesting to see us and where we stand after this non-conference, especially since after once officially the non-conference ends, we're technically going to have 2 conference games.
Right.
In our belts. So.
Right, right. Well, yeah, when you get the air fingers quotes up there. Okay, well, that is all. We will be back here. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I guess we're going to have the dual post-game show, sounds like.
Yeah, I think it sounded like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to have to do. Yeah, I'm going to the game on Saturday, and then I'm going to tape this game or record this game, and then once I get back home, watch it. So...
Yep.
I'm going to be all day Syracuse sports, and then I guess Sunday we'll.
Yeah, Sunday we'll hit it up. We'll give you a nice little taste of the overlap. So as we do the overlap, we've been very lucky early in the overlap season to not have to really overlap. We've kind of just been grinding. So
yeah, we might as well hit Cornell too.
Well, right. Yeah. So yeah.
We might figure it out. Yeah, we might split it up, but depending on when you want to do the next pregame for football in Louisville, so we'll have to figure it out. But it sounds like definitely at least a dual post game.
Yep. So that's it. That's there you go. There's the upcoming schedule. What it looks like, we don't know.
Yep.
Basically. So
we just let you guys into our world of our intellectual scheduling.
Yeah, that's exactly how it sounds on the phone, by the way. We'll figure it out later. So anyway, I want to thank Blue Chew. I want to thank Manscaped.com. And of course, I want to thank all of you. Thanks for participating in fan feedback. And I want to thank James on guitar. So for Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace. Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.